settling in, however we settle in. Allowing our breath to settle as our bodies settle and our awareness settles. Returning as we're able to the sense or awareness or consciousness of how we were a few moments ago, of that feeling of our awareness with our spark and our root systems planted and steadying, stabilizing us and reaching out for community and down into the aquifer of wisdom, so that there's that. And then the willingness and bringing all the context of the earlier part of the meditation, reclaiming it, returning it in all its vitality and meaning. And in that, the bed or cradle or seat of that awareness, that sense, allowing ourselves to open up to the wider context of ourselves as creatures of a multidimensional, ever-evolving dance. And that as creatures of this dance, we ourselves are ever-evolving and multidimensional. And seeing if we can hold the security of the integrity of our spark, that personhood, if you will, yet in this inevitable flux of the ever-evolving multidimensional reality, being in which we experience ourselves. And it may help to affirm and connect with the other sparks in this conversation, sort of provide a sense of ballast, lest we get picked up by the dance and danced off to someplace that's creates anxiety, just the thought of. So we allow ourselves to be stable here. And willing. Willing with gentleness. Willing given the extension and strength of our root systems, the stability, the community, the access to the living truth. So experiencing ourselves as stable within the dance, this ever-evolving dance, this new strange contrast of stillness and stability, yet movement and dance. However we find ourselves, that we can be comfortable in that. Claiming our stability, claiming our integrity. Claiming the inextinguishable vitality and reality of our sparks. We allow our awareness to reach out through the dance around us and the dimensions that we can reach through our imagination through this level of work. Sensing perhaps a place or places where it seems that the dance is bound up and not able to move freely as it would, where its evolving multidimensional nature is being constricted, fought against, constrained. And viewing, if we sense that sort of situation in the dance, allowing ourselves in our integrity and our stability to become aware of the sparks of those within that nexus of the dance, that place in the dance. And knowing that their bafflements and distortions and defenses may be contributing to the constriction of the dance in that area. So through our sparks, maybe together or separately, if that feels more comfortable, we connect with, we affirm and we connect with those sparks in that arena of the dance that is feeling constricted, constrained, unfree. So as we connect with, affirm and connect with those sparks in that area, we may be able to envision through the erosion of their defenses, the clarification of their bafflement, the release of their distortions. We might be able to sense the incipient freeing of that area of the dance. if we can't, we can always return to the joining of our sparks. Our spark with the other sparks in the circle. And of those who may ever listen to this meditation and may join us in this work. And recall our root systems and the connections and the community. And we may return again, maybe to that area of constriction of the dance or another one. Sort of like a pulse, sometimes to break up an adhesion or a constriction. It works better to be like a pulse than steady pressure. So again, we become aware of the sparks of those. It may be hard to become aware of them, but knowing that they're there, through our spark, we affirm and connect with those sparks. And then again, we may retract into our own spark out of that situation, into our own triad group over here. Replenishing ourselves through our root systems. Taking a deep drink from the aquifer of living truth. Affirming our community and our connection with it. And then when we feel ready again, returning to that area of the dance that we're experiencing as tight and undancing, unwilling for the evolving to happen, unwilling for there to be dimensions that they're not that they have no power over, that they're aware of. Pocket of unwillingness. And accepting that this may be a pocket of unwillingness in ourselves, in the dance within ourselves, and it may be a pocket of unwillingness in the larger dance of being. Again, we affirm and connect with those sparks. Knowing that that changes things. And perhaps envisioning the defenses being eroded, the bafflement being clarified, and the distortions being released. And perhaps having a sense in our bodies of the dance being freed, to its full multidimensionality and its natural, ever-evolving way of being. And when that's enough, knowing we can always return to this work, we return to our personal spark, personal sparks. Maybe still connected with and affirming the other sparks in this conversation and those who will be in the conversation, in the work. Again, connecting with our roots. And stretching out them out. And as they stretch out, and the root hairs stretch out, gently inviting the roots associated with those other sparks with which we were just working, with our other just affirming, gently inviting them, those roots to deepen and strengthen so that the persons associated with those sparks will start feeling safer and thus more willing. So inviting their roots down into the strata of culture and history and society archetypes, and down to the aquifer of living wisdom and the great gift of community through it all. Inviting these others to share that experience with us. And the stability and the access to wisdom in the community. Undergirding whatever reality we're experiencing. And when that feels complete enough, knowing that the work continues even as our awareness moves on. The work continues, and we can always return to the work as we choose. We allow our awareness to rise up from the earth and up through the atmosphere and the stratosphere and the ionosphere, up through outside the ionosphere, that great wrapping tissue, maybe, that's out at the outer limits of the ionosphere. That with our awareness, with our consciousness, somehow has the property of distilling down the quality of willingness down through the stratosphere, the ozone layer of the atmosphere, down through all the sentient beings on this planet. Gracing them with acceptance. And inviting them to a greater expanded willingness. And then if there's any other group or class of people we wish to expand this work to, through, for, populations we've touched in with in previous meditations or on our hearts at this time. We invite them into the benefits of this work. Connecting with their sparks. Inviting their root systems to expand. And encouraging them to becoming more permeable to the willingness. More willing to be willing. And when it feels enough, knowing we can always return, we bring our awareness gently back into our bodies, into our physical surroundings, allowing our eyes to drift open, our bodies to twitch as they're inclined. Taking a couple of deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling fully. Returning to conventional consciousness. And then while you're gathering any thoughts or words you might want to offer, I'll just return about the Om, which is how we end these sessions, which is that I will tone and you're invited to match my tone to the extent that you can or wish. And I'll do three breaths worth, and you're welcome to, invited to tone along with me. The Om is traditionally, in my understanding anyway, the vibration of the earth on its axis. It's the tone, it's affirming the life, the living, it's adding, it's contributing to and affirming the vitality of this beautiful planet, of which we are members. And so it's a way to say thank you to the physical being on which we are lodged and of which we are a part.